Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder with you as we start the fourth quarter of play. A safety for the Tiger defense. The only point of the game to this point in the contest. 2-0 Tigers as we start the final 12 minutes of regulation. The chances of having a tie and going to overtime are pretty slim unless the Trojans can get the Tigers for a safety. First and 10, Chesterton from their 32. Ball near the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the far side, which is the left side of the formation. McCormick to the left of Boswell. Boswell takes a step. Looking right, pump fakes, got out of pressure. No, he did not. He's going down back at the 28-yard line. Nathan Rosas again on the stop. Rosas with his second sack of the game and his third of the season. Loss of three for Boswell. Third Tiger sack of the evening. Quickly, Chesterton to the line now. Second down and second and 13. Boswell rolling out. Blitz coming from the side. Throws it down the middle. Got a man wide open at the 40. And to the 42-yard line, to the 43-yard line. It's a first down for the Trojans and a gain of 15 yards. Catch made by Alex Santucci. And Chesterton has another first down with 11:20 left to play here in the fourth. Warsaw with a 2-0 lead over Chesterton. Again, that's that same depth of pattern, Will, that they've been able to have some success.
It's the same route. They've done it all game.
From the Trojan 43. And now we're going to have a whistle and a stoppage. Not sure what's happening. I think they're checking on the center. The umpire was a little concerned maybe about his welfare. Everything seems to be fine. And we're ready to go again. Boswell from the 38-yard line will roll to his right, looking, pump fakes again, fires it on the run and throws it low and behind Hansen down the field, incomplete. Coverage on the play by Hedy and Egoff, second down and 10.
That was a changeup, I believe. I think we went cover one where we go man coverage with one free safety in the middle of the field, and I liked it because our athletes are every bit as quick and fast as theirs.
Second and 10, ball at the Chesterton 43. Boswell backed up to his 38. He has McCormick to his left and three wideouts right and one left. Back to throw Boswell. Pressure coming from the middle, being chased out of the pocket, looking, fires it on the run and throws it into the bench. Incomplete, third down and 10 coming up. Hedy on the pressure up the middle, third down and 10 for the Trojans with 10:41 left to play.
That's a skill that a lot of quarterbacks never learn to develop in high school is, you know, sometimes just throwing the ball away and living to fight another day is the way to go.
Young kids, they think they can overcome everything, right? That's not just in football, that's in everything. Third down and 10. Tigers need to get off the field here and get the ball back. They lead 2-0 here in the fourth. Boswell takes a perfect snap, rolling left again, looking, fires it deep down the near sideline, and it's going to be caught. Inside the 15-yard line. I'm trying to figure out who made the catch. It looks like Max Soffin made the catch. No, it was Santucci. I take that back. Santucci makes the catch and is tackled inside the 12-yard line. The ball got behind Wilson, and he was unable to catch back up. So Chesterton with 10:25 to go here in the fourth has the ball at the Tiger 12. They have yet to score in the game. Boswell will hand off, and McCormick gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Isaac Beam with the stop, back to the 16, a loss of four in the play.
It's a way for a senior to step up and make a negative play there on first down, take a little momentum away. Nice job.
10 minutes to go. The only score of the game, a safety by the Tiger defense. Chesterton pinned back inside their one, and McCormick was given the handoff, and he was stopped in the end zone. Three wideouts left, one to the right. McCormick to the left of Boswell. takes the snap, rolls to his left, pressure coming, steps up the pocket, fires it down the field, and it's caught, and it's a touchdown. Touchdown, Chesterton. Tigers again in zone coverage, and Boswell threw a laser beam. Santucci catches the touchdown pass with 9:29 left to play in the football game. Chesterton leads 6-2. Now throw the point after. Alex Drews on the point after try. Everyone's ready. Good snap, spot is down, kick is away, and the kick is no good. He missed it. No good with 9:29 left. 6-2 Chesterton. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The Tigers trail for the first time tonight. 9:29 left to play in the game. Warsaw down 6-2 after the extra point was missed. Run up in the kick down the field. And this will be Isbell again for the 5-yard line. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Oh, and he's tripped up and goes down at the 39-yard line. Had he beaten that guy, he might have gone all the way. Good field position for the Tigers with 9:21 left, now trailing by 4.
The kicker made the play. Free safety, one of their best athletes on the defense for Chesterton. Good blocking by the special teams unit. We have good field position, plenty of time. Time for the offense to just do what we do, and the main thing is hang on to the ball, obviously, but mixing it up. Sophomore quarterback needs to make a play here and there, move the ball down the field.
They spot the ball officially at the 39. So that's where the Tigers will begin this drive. They've had two long drives in this half, but have nothing to show for it. Really, the only points Warsaw has, obviously, are the 2 points, but those were a result of the Tigers being stopped inside the one. Brock is going to keep it, and he'll get across the 40 out to the 43-yard line. So gain of 4 on the play for the Tiger sophomore quarterback. 9 minutes left to play in the game. 6-2 in favor of Chesterton.
This is where we need offensive line to continue to do what they do. No penalties, just grind people and move the chains.
Brock from the far hash mark, wide side of the field is the near side. Again, option up the middle. Hoffert in the game, and he'll drag people forward across the 47 to the 48-yard line. So that's a gain of 5 more yards. It sets up third down in about a yard and a half. Again, Reed Zollinger cramped up, and we can assume that the cramping hasn't subsided. Third down and 1, 8:20 left to go. Tigers down by 4. Brock with Nolan on the far side. Quarterback sneak. And I think where the official on the far side has the mark is across the 49. It should be enough for a first down. Both officials marking across the 49, and that is good enough for a first down for the Tigers. We're still waiting for the official word. We're going to take a look at it. First down, Tigers. First down, Warsaw. 7:49 left to play in the game. Chesterton leading 6-2. You heard me right. 6-2. 13 first downs now for the Tigers. Again, they've moved the ball pretty well in the second half, but they have not been able to push it across the finish line. Play action fake. Brock hit as he throws it down the field. Got a man open, and it's incomplete. Ransbottom was out there, and he never really turned around for the ball. Second down and 10 for the Tigers from their own 49. I wondered how long it would be before they would slip a pass in there.
Well, the give credit to the secondary for Chesterton. They didn't bite, and they kept everything underneath. That's what you're supposed to do.
Second and 10. Brock under center from his 49. Up the middle, Hoffert again. Dives across midfield. They're going to mark him down at the 48-yard line. Gain of 3, third down and 7 coming up. Two plays to get 7 yards and keep the drive alive with 7:15 left to go. If Warsaw could go down and score here and run some time in doing it, they could leave Chesterton with very little opportunity to match it. Tigers staring over at the far side, still 15 on the play clock. They have the play, and now they move to the line of scrimmage. Extra lineman on the left. Brock under center. Takes the snap, pitches back. This is Isbell trying to turn. Oh, this is Ransbaum trying to turn the corner. He's got the corner. 40 and knocked out of bounds. And then gets pushed out of bounds. And here comes a flag flying in from the far side. Ransbottom on the carry. He's going to get 10 yards. And then you're going to tack on 15 more for a hit that was way out of bounds. And when I say way out of bounds, I'm going to say Ransbottom was 3 steps out of bounds. He was starting to stop. Personal foul, Chesterton. Their second penalty of the game. And Warsaw gets a huge break after the pitch play to Ransbottom, who's been a huge part of the Warsaw offense tonight. And he gets a first down, and this is going to add to that in a major way. Inside the 25 and all the way down to the 22-yard line. 6:39 left to play. Tigers trailing 6-2. But they've been down here before. Can they get into the end zone? Brock under center from the left hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right. Option play, and it's Brock keeping it, and he gets inside the 20 and goes down at the 18 for a gain of 4. Clock still running down to 6:30 to go.
Chesterton has decided to play a more of a five-man front instead of their normal four.
Which means they're committing more people to the line of scrimmage. If you can get outside, they have one less guy out there to contain. Second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers from the 18. Brock, option play, keeps it. Got a blocker in front. He's to the 10-yard line and tripped up as he got to the 10. He's down to the 6-yard line. A gain of 12 more yards and another first down for Warsaw. First down and goal with 5:58 left to play. They rewind the clock as the ball is set. From the 6, again the ball at the left hash mark. Nolan out to the right all by himself. He has single coverage by McLemore. Brock fumbled the snap. Egoff was moving in motion. I think Egoff got to it, but they're still unstacking. Initially Chesterton said they had it. That is incorrect. Egoff was going in motion and happened to be right there. It is third down and goal from the 7.
What a heads-up play right there by our left halfback, Egoff. Can't emphasize enough that we're deep in the red zone and we don't need mistakes here.
A field goal doesn't do you any good. You'd still be down by 1. So 2 plays to get 7 yards to take the lead. Brock from the 7-yard line. Takes the snap, pitches back. Egoff trying to get to the corner. There's a man back there. He's pushed out of bounds back near the 11-yard line. Egoff, the Tiger offensive lineman, tried to basically hold the man to keep him from getting to that play. And is there a flag down? There should be, because Warsaw definitely held on that play.
Credit the,
no, there's not. So they're going to mark the ball at the 11. It's fourth down. It's third down. Is that right? Okay, it's third down. Oh, that's right. They got a first down. I forgot. It's my fault. Third down and goal from the 11. Play action fake. Brock rolling away from pressure. Looking to the corner of the end zone. The ball slipped out of his hands, and it's incomplete. He had a man open in the end zone, but as he pulled the ball back to throw it, it slipped out of his hands, and now it's fourth down and goal from the 11. He had Nolan wide open. Tigers are going to kick field goal. Tigers go for three, down by four with 4:50 left. Bar Curtis is counting on his defense to get the ball back to give Warsaw one last chance. Mason Smythe on for what will be a 28-yard field goal. He's 1-for-2 this season. Play clock down to four. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. It's a low line drive, and it is good. It's good. 4:45 left. It's 6-5. Chesterton with the lead. They'll get the ball back when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger, Will, and Austin back here in Chesterton. Crazy game tonight. Chesterton 6, Warsaw 5. 4:45 left to play here in the fourth quarter. And the Tigers about to kick off. Again, Bart Curtis just told his defense, I believe that you can get a three and out here and get us the ball back and give us a chance to win.
That's now, exactly let's
see what Chesterton's thinking here and what Evan Frass has in mind. He's the special teams coordinator. Might they try an onside kick here, or will they kick it down the field?
Chesterton believes we're going deep.
And they've got three guys back, one deeper than the others. And Smythe is going to drill it as far as he can, and it will be caught in the end zone. Touchback. Chesterton will take over at the 20.
Smythe stepped up big time right there. That's exactly what our defense needed. We have him in jail. We have to keep him in jail, get the ball back.
Well, here's the game. Warsaw, according to the board, has two timeouts. Remember, there was the one where back in the third quarter, the play clock did not reset. And so I don't know if down on the field they have three and the board hasn't changed, or if they, in fact, still only have two. First and 10 from the 20. Three wide to the right, one to the left, one back in the backfield with Sebastian Boswell. Takes a snap, hands off. Up the middle, not much room. That's Rivera on the carry. He gets a yard. Bart Curtis takes a timeout. 4:36 left to play in the fourth. 6-5 Chesterton back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We are sitting right next to the Warsaw coaching staff. I checked with them during the timeout, and they confirmed that Warsaw did not get their timeout back from earlier in the half, so they have one timeout remaining. 4:36 left. Weird football game. Scoreless until a Warsaw safety in the third quarter made it 2-0 Tigers. Chesterton scored a touchdown in the fourth. They lead 6-2 but missed the extra point. And the Tigers got to the 11-yard line, kicked a field goal to get to within three, it is, or to within one, it's 6-5. Second down and 9 after the Rivera run for 1 yard. Boswell back to throw, flags fly. Chesterton is clapping. Did somebody jump? Yep, sure did. Offside Tigers. Second and 9 becomes 2nd and 4. For Warsaw, that is their first penalty of the night. Last week, penalized 6 times for 55 yards. That one doesn't help. Still 2nd down and 4. Let's see how Mark Peterson wants to handle this. He's got McCormick to the left of Boswell on this 2nd down play. Boswell takes the snap, drops the throw, edge rush coming. Bean got him! Bean with another sack. Back at the 21-yard line. Tigers take another timeout. It is their final timeout of the game. 4:28 to go. 6-5 Chesterton. 3rd and long coming up when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, we commented earlier about Hamster not paying the light bill. During the last 15 seconds of the timeout, another whole row of lights on the southeast corner of the football field went dark. So, it's not dark. We can keep playing, but it's a lot darker now than what it was just a second ago. Third down and nine coming up after the beam sack, his second of the night. I have him for a half a sack with Cohen Heady. And now one of the members of the athletic department from Chesterton being brought over, and they want to know what's up with the lights. Oh, the scoreboard's out too. I didn't notice that. The scoreboard is out, and so we are in a delay. At 9:30 Eastern time, a little more than 2 hours after we started. So, in a crazy game, of course this happens, right? This was bound to happen. So now they are discussing what is going on. It looks like power at that entire end of the field has gone out because the scoreboard is out. We lost a whole row of lights up top out. The camera that runs off a pole down on the south end, one of the team cameras, that is out. I think that's the Chesterton camera. And without a scoreboard, as in this kind of critical game, they're going to wait, and they should. So, again, let's review. Scoreless game into the third quarter. With 6:50 to go in the third, Warsaw was stopped inside the one-yard line on fourth down. Chesterton took over. They tried to run it out of the end zone. They were stopped in the end zone for a safety. Warsaw led 2-0. On the ensuing drive, Warsaw went right back down the field. Looked like they were in good shape to score again. They got to the 18-yard line and no farther. They gave up the ball on downs with 1:50 left to go in the third. Chesterton then went down the field and scored on a 16-yard touchdown pass from Sebastian Boswell to Alex Santucci. And even more lights have just gone out. Those were back here on the pole in the southwest corner. In just a minute, it's going to feel like an Italian restaurant in here.
Yes. It's difficult to play football when you can't see what's really going on.
So now the two coaches are together. And again, I believe that is Tommy Berry, the assistant athletic director here at Chesterton, out on the field with the officials, trying to come up with a solution. Because right now, the scoreboard is out. Again, there's enough light to keep playing. Jeff Hamster on the run now. He is headed out to the middle of the field to join this discussion. We are in a delay because there's been some sort of power surge back on the south end of the field. The scoreboard is out. Chesterton's end zone camera not functioning, and we've lost, I don't know, 15 or 20 lights, maybe more than that. I don't know how you can keep going. I mean, I don't know what you do with this. I mean, you can keep the time on the field, but the game is so important. I think they're going to unplug the play clocks. I think that's what Jeff Hamster is headed down to do. They're going to unplug the play clock at the north end. Yep, that's exactly what they did. And they're going to keep the game time on the field, and we're just not going to know what it is.
Suffice it to say, third down is the ball game right here.
It's third down and nine, Chesterton, at their own 21-yard line. And the scoreboard is out here at Chesterton. Trojans leading 6-5. So I guess we're just going to fly blind. The referees are going to keep the time on the field. and we're just not going to know. We can tell you it's third down and nine. The ball's at the 21. Chesterton in the middle of the field at the north end of Trojan Field. McCormick as we're ready to go. Boswell, hard count, nothing happens. Boswell back to throw, going to take off and run. Looking down the field, he's going to tuck and run, got a block. And then he gets blasted out of bounds near the 29-yard line. He will be a yard short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and one coming up for the Trojans. And they're sending the punt team out on the field. Interesting. We can guess that there's about 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. Fourth down and one. Watch the fake, boys. Vilma back inside his 45. They snap it back to the punter, and the punter will kick it away. Vilma backing up. Fair catch called for and made at the Tiger 39-yard line. Tiger ball trailing 6-5. Somewhere north of 4 minutes left. Best I can do for you. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do. So the Tigers with a chance once again. In almost the exact same spot they were a week ago. Down in the fourth, about this time in the game, they ran the pitch to Isbell, and he ran it to the house 71 yards. One right here would be for 61, but Warsaw would not complain. Zollinger back in the game in the backfield for the Tigers. He's been battling cramps the whole second half. Quentin Brock in at quarterback for the Tigers, making his first varsity start. And he starts this drive from the 39-yard line. And not a good handoff there between Brock and Zollinger. At one point, they both had it, and they were both falling forward. Zollinger gets 2 yards to the 41.
You just got to give Smythe a chance to win the game. Don't have to get in the end zone.
Second down for the Tigers. Second down and call it 7. Brock under center. There's no play clock to see. There's no game clock to see. Option play up the middle. Fullback dive. Still going, Zollinger. Across the 50. Down to the 46-yard line of Chesterton. First down, Tigers. Reed Zollinger running like a man on fire here for the Tigers in the fourth quarter. He gets yardage down to the 15. First down, Warsaw. Trailing 6-5. Getting down towards 3 minutes left in the fourth. Again, no game clock, no play clocks. We have no perspective on how much time is left. Brock under center from the Chesterton 45. Option play. Keeps it. Turns up field 40. Trying to bounce to the outside. Gets hit at the 41 and goes down at the 41 after a gain of 4 yards. Someone has pulled a vehicle out on the track. Maybe it's an electrician.
That would be nice.
That would be great about right about this point in the game. Second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers. Trailing 6-5. Again, we don't know how much time is left. The play clock is being kept by one of the officials, the game clock by the other. Second and 6 from the Chesterton 41. Quentin Brock under center, option play, pitches back. This is Ransbottom looking for the corner, turns up field across the 30. They're going to mark him down near the 35-yard line, and we have a stoppage. He's short of the first down, I think. Is there a flag down, too?
Yes, there is.
There's a flag down on the play. Let's see what it is. The way Chesterton's players are reacting, it's against them. The official came over here to make the signal, and now he turns and goes back. We still don't know what the call is. Face mask penalty against the 5-yard version against Chesterton. Doesn't matter. It'll move the ball across the 34. That is a first down on a 5-yard penalty. The ball is at the 30-yard line, first down and 10 Tigers. They wind the clock, although the clock isn't working. Tigers down 6-5. They have about 10 yards to get into field goal range. Brock, play action, keeps it, turns up field, makes one man miss, then gets stood up at 30 and goes down right at the 30. No gain on the play, second down and 10. This could come down to Mason Smythe's leg.
Well, and with no timeouts, you're going to have to 9-1-1.
For sure. Ball in the right hash mark at the 30. Brock brings it to line, one wide out. That is Nolan on the near side. Brock runs the option left, pitches back to Isbell. Isbell bounces it outside, 25. Oh, he's tripped up. A great tackle made on the near side by the Trojans. Isbell looked like he had the corner. He was cut down at the 24. It is third down and 4 for the Tigers. They have to get the ball right to the 20-yard line to get a first down. Corbin Johnston out there to the right. Egoff is out there with him. Third down and 4. Quentin Brock under center from the near hash mark. Option play, keeps it, turns up field, pushing. He did not make the first down yardage. Stopped at the 21-yard line, gain of 3. Fourth down and 1 coming up for the Tigers. You're in field goal range. But it looks like the offense is staying out there. And the field goal unit is standing down. Unless Warsaw wants to take a penalty here. And a timeout is called by the Tigers. I'm telling you, they gave Warsaw back their timeout from earlier in the game. They gave Warsaw their timeout from earlier in the game because that's the only way they have one left. Fourth down and a yard to go for the Tigers when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We've been told up here that there are 30 seconds left. Fourth down and 1 Tigers from the Chesterton 21. And here come the Tigers with the field goal unit on. Mark Peterson now wants to take a timeout. The field goal unit is on for Bart Curtis in what will be a 38-yard field goal. We're going to keep it right here. I know this goes against everything that Bart Curtis wants. He does not want to put this on his kicker, his snapper, his holder, the blocking for this, but he doesn't have a choice. Their chance of going 21 yards in 30 seconds isn't very good.
No, it's right call by the coach. I mean, you know, you got to block, and Smythe's got to do what he does. I mean, it's that simple, and we can do it. He can do it. Everybody from our program knows it, has confidence in him. Time to step up and win a game.
He's done it before. Remember, he made a field goal late in regulation at Mishawaka to give the Tigers the lead there as a freshman in his fifth varsity game. And now a chance to put the Tigers ahead with 30 seconds left. He made one earlier from 26. This is from 38 to give the Tigers the lead. The referee is writing. Now the play clock is put into motion for the lead. Snap, spot, kick is down, kick is up, has the difference, and it's good! It's good! Mason Smythe knocks it right down the middle of Main Street. And the Tigers have taken the lead 8-6 with 25 seconds to go. Holy cow. There is a flag down on the far side. Are the Tigers going to get penalized for having people on the field celebrating? They are, aren't they? Oh, no. Call it 25 seconds, Austin, on that field goal. A 38-yarder that when it left his foot was never in doubt whether it had the distance, and it was right down the middle. 8-6, Warsaw. 25 seconds-ish to go. The work here is not done by any stretch of the imagination.
That's a big penalty because it allows Chesterton to have a chance to kick a field goal maybe.
Their field goal kicker not very good. They're going to try to make a big play maybe on this return. They might try some razzle-dazzle here. Smythe will kick off now, having just given the Tigers the lead. Tell you what, this kid is big-time ice water in his veins. That was not an easy kick. For a right-footer from the left hash mark, easier than if it was on the other side. But still, the pressure of the moment, and once again, he rose to it. And now, with roughly 25 seconds, again, the game clock is out at the south end of the field. The lights that went out have not come back on. Smythe now to kick off. He's going to drive it high and deep and into the end zone for a touchback. By the way, they called that a sideline warning and not a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. That's huge because now Chesterton has to go from the 20, maybe the full 80 yards, to try to win the game.
I wonder if Warsaw will play their regular defense or put in a nickel. I have no idea what Jake is going to dial in here these last few seconds.
Boswell has roughly 25 seconds to turn this game around. Steps back to him. Looking, fires near side, tipped in the air, and incomplete. Tipped in the air. I think Egoff got, no, check that. Pohl got a hand on that at about the 32-yard line. It hit a helmet and then bounced up in the air what felt like slow motion for about 10 seconds. Huh?
An eternity.
Second down and 10 from the 20. Oh, doesn't this remind you of that playoff game 3-4 years ago? Chesterton had the ball with a chance to go down the field and win it, and the Tigers intercepted him and went on to the sectional final and the championship. Boswell takes it from the 15. Quick throw near side. It's caught inbounds by Santucci, and he will get out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 11. First down, Chesterton. And again, we're guessing on the time. I'm guessing somewhere around 15 seconds left. Warsaw has two guys very deep. They're almost 25 yards off the ball. Three wideouts left, one to the right. No one can get behind you. They cannot beat you with 10-yard passes up the field. Boswell from his 31. Takes the snap, drops to throw, pressure coming, steps up in the pocket, looks down the field, fires it, incomplete. He threw it into his own bench to kill the clock. Was there a receiver out there?
No, there wasn't, but I don't think you're going to get that call right now.
No, probably not, and I'm okay with it. Second down and 10 for the 31. Again, we don't know how much time is left. The official just told the Warsaw sideline it looked like it was 13 seconds. That's very possible. Again, you just cannot let anyone deep here. Boswell. The Tigers trying to escape for a second week in a row here in the great northwestern part of the state of Indiana. Sebastian Boswell takes the snap, steps up, fires it deep down the middle of the field, and it's caught. Hansen makes the catch, struggling forward across the midfield stripe. He's at the 49-yard line. Timeout, Chesterton. Timeout, Trojans, at the 49-yard line. And again, we don't know how much time's left, but there can't be much time at all. Maybe perhaps one play. This may be Hail Mary time.
That was a nice pass over the linebacker in front of the safety. Just a nice touch.
That kid's got an arm, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's thrown the ball really well tonight.
First down, Trojans. Tiger 49. Do we know how much time? 3 seconds? 3 or 4 seconds? That being true, this is probably the last play of the game. We'll see. Can't really tell. If you are not into the heart medicine already, go ahead. Trojans come out of the huddle with Mark Peterson. Fans standing all around this stadium. They've seen quite an interesting football game. And it's about to have a really interesting ending. From the 49, Boswell from the middle of the field takes the snap, drops the throw, steps up, waiting, being chased out of the pocket. Now he'll fire it as far down the field as he can, and it is tipped away! It's tipped away! It's tipped away. We're looking around to see, is there any time left in the game? I don't think so. The Warsaw fans are celebrating. The Trojan offense is still on the field. It's over! It's over! The Tigers have won the game. The Tigers win. In one of the craziest games you will ever listen to on the radio. Holy cow. 8-6 is the final. Warsaw is 2-0 in the most unlikely of ways.
That was a whole lot of crazy, my friend.
That was something. Warsaw wins it 8-6 here at Chesterton. Post-game coverage begins after these words on the Warsaw Tiger Radio Network. Final score here tonight from Chesterton. Warsaw wins 8-6. I don't know if the whole season's going to be like this, but I'm not sure my heart's going to take this. This is something else. Warsaw with two white-knuckled finishes here to start the season on the road at Michigan City and here tonight at Chesterton. Warsaw wins the game 8-6. Here's how it went down. Scoreless first half. Warsaw with three lost fumbles in their first five possessions, and one of their other two possessions ended in the end of the half. So they lost the ball on downs once, three lost fumbles, and halftime. That's the way their first half drives ended. Came out on fire in the third quarter. Took the ball right down the field, marched it down inside the one-yard line. Will's putting out his fingers like it's like a half an inch, and that's probably about right. But Warsaw failed to score. Chesterton took the ball from there. Instead of doing a quarterback sneak, they tried to hand the ball off. Tigers were all over it. Caused a safety, and with 6:50 left to go in the third quarter, Warsaw scored the first points of the game. It was 2-0. They got the ball back, marched the ball right back down the field. Looked like they were in great shape to get even more, but they lost the ball on downs at the 18. Chesterton, with the momentum, went back down the field, went down and scored the only touchdown of the game for either team, a 16-yard pass from Sebastian Boswell to Alex Santucci with 9:29 left to play in the game, but the kick was wide left, and that made the game remain at 6-2. Warsaw then got the ball, went back down the field, and with 4:45 left to go in the fourth quarter, Mason Smythe went on the field for his second field goal attempt, a 28-yarder this time. It was up. It was good. And the Tigers trailed only 6-5. Warsaw needed the ball back, got the ball back. And with 25 seconds left, we believe, again, the scoreboard here went out with 4.5 minutes to go in the game, and some of the lights went out too, but not enough for us to not keep playing. A 38-yard field goal for Mason Smythe with roughly 24 seconds left gave Warsaw the lead 8-6. They got their stop on from the 49-yard line. Time ran out, and Warsaw is down in the north end zone celebrating the victory, an 8-6 win here at Chesterton. It's time for the drive of the game. It's brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday wedding or important meeting now at Stonehenge Golf Course. We could pick a couple drives of the game. I'm going to do more an unconventional choice here. The first drive of the third quarter, after Warsaw had the ball five times the first quarter, lost three by fumble, lost one to downs, lost the other to halftime, They came out in the third quarter, and they looked terrific. They looked more like what we would expect from a Warsaw football team. Went down the field. They did not score, but that put Chesterton on their heels. They were able to force the safety, which put Chesterton in an awkward spot. And even though the Trojans had the lead in the fourth quarter, they were never able fully to get their offense going. And so that offensive drive by Warsaw, which went 65 yards from their own 34-yard line down to the one, is the drive of the game. Brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We've got final stats. We got to play the game. All still ahead. Warsaw beat Chesterton tonight 8-6. We're back with more after this on News Now Warsaw.